We're going to direct your attention to Ezekiel chapter 37.
Verse 7.
So I prophesied, and as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone.
Mwemo nanenera mongana ndiuza ndipo kunenera ine padalipo woso ndipo naonani panalipo bede gobede ndi mafupa anasendezerana fupa kutsata fupa limzake.
We read in the third verse here that Ezekiel is asked, Son of man, can these bones live? And that Ezekiel answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. For Ezekiel, he too, as a prophet, was very unsure. And we have to ask ourselves, can we live? Can our dry bones come to life? Of course, this is a vision. And I desire to tell you today the meaning of this vision. And not what it meant only to them at that time, but what it means to you and me. For we are in no need of new visions today, but we may take the visions of the prophets and bring life to them. And it is the prophet Ezekiel that saw this vision. And we will go with them. So that we may also know for our prophet, what does this vision mean for you and me? It was a great valley. Thus, at the bottom of a mountain. And Ezekiel was brought there in the spirit. And there was, the whole valley was full of dry bones. See, these bones had been, the bodies of these bones have been devoured. You see, in the areas around us, if a lion would devour an animal, all you see left is bones. And the bones are spread about. And that's all that is left of the animal. All the flesh is eaten. And the breath is gone. And you can imagine the astonishment of Ezekiel. When he saw all these bones of men and women all mixed up and all over the place. And not only were they bones that had just been slaughtered, but the sun had been upon them. It means that the marrow had been completely dried up within the bones. And that the bones had been laying there for so long. And if you go with us in this vision and try to imagine millions of bones scattered about the base of a mountain, and then Completely dried up. Small bones, big bones. This is the vision that Ezekiel sees. And now God brings a test to him. Ezekiel, will these bones come back to life? We would say no. What kind of question is that? If we've seen the bones of an animal laying outside, maybe some ribs and some bones, legs, and we would say, do you think this dog can come back to life? Or whatever animal it is? You would say that's crazy. Don't even consider it. What kind of question is that? And so Ezekiel was brought there. And we too. And Ezekiel does not say no. Because Ezekiel knows who his God is. And he knows he's a wondrous God. But Ezekiel says only this. You know, Lord. I can't believe it. I can't understand how. But you know. You tell me. This is the work of the prophecy today. Because Ezekiel never took it upon himself. But he said this, Lord, you teach me. You tell me. But you're a prophet. You should be able to understand prophets. And Ezekiel says no. No. What a shame that we have so many prophets today in this country that take it upon themselves to tell each other or to tell others what God has told them. But Ezekiel only bows to the earth and says, God, you know. You teach me. And God says this. God says, prophesy. Tell the truth. Prophesy what? You see, because what was there to be prophesied? You need to know that Israel has gone into exile. And for many, many years, they are in exile. And Jerusalem, Israel, lays wasted. The enemy has come and taken them away. You see, and now for so long it seems hopeless. Is there still a God? And is there still hope? And this is for you and me. For people, this is the answer of the prophecy. You and me have gone into exile. We have rebelled against God. We have sinned against heaven and earth. Are you in exile? Do you know what it means to be in exile? Children, are you in exile? Exile is to be taken captive against your will. And taken places you don't want to go. Your soul has been taken captive to a place you don't want to go. It's called in the hands of Satan. For Satan is stronger than your ability or desire to live good. to live right. And we are in exile without hope. For Satan has comes as a lion and he devours us. And we have to ask you, do you know, are you aware that you are and me are by nature are in exile? Do the children know that they are in exile? That they have been taken captive? Mothers, do you tell your children? Do you tell your children they are in captivity? And that him who has taken us captive is like a roaring lion and devoured us to the bone. And I've let our bones out to dry. This is this vision for us today. And you may say, well, how do I know I'm in captivity? Am I captive? Am I caught by the lion Satan? Or you answer for yourself? Are you free? What is your life like? Tell me about your marriage. Tell me about your family. Tell me about food and how difficult it is to find. Tell me about poverty. Or do you know what poverty is? Have you ever been hungry? Or do you always have food? Tell me about it. Tell me about your marriage. Or do you have a wonderful marriage? A husband that loves you with all of his heart. A husband that takes care of you. A wife that loves you. Tell me about your mother and father who love you dearly. You see, I'm speaking a language that you don't understand. Because if we're honest, we all have the same. I get it. I understand. Because my marriage is maybe broken. Or I have had several husbands. I can't feed my children. Sometimes they're hungry. And I can't even feed myself. My family is in a mess. I've been kicked out. Then some children have to say, who is my father? I don't even know who my father is. It is the truth. And some of you don't even know who your husband really is. And your family is broken. And your sister is against you. Your mother is against you. Your father beats you. Sometimes my mother beats me. In my family is anger and resentment, frustration. I am in pain. My heart sorrows. My body is afflicted. You see that our life is like what we hear here has been devoured. For Satan has come in our lives and taken our flesh, taken our breath, and we have been submissive. For Satan has come with so many tricks in your life and taking the life out of you.
matega.
And now you're tired.
Nevano ba matoba.
And you have to work hard.
Nemwela kuya somtsinde
njengobini. You are dying.
Mukupa mwekuta.
You're going to the grave.
Mukala baba kwathi
mwa going away.
Mukupa mukulira kulira.
To eternity.
Mba umoyo sathi.
And his little children.
Ana una mono.
They think. Not me.
Aganza ura ai nesizwe likuti.
Not me.
Nesizwe
ngakuti. I'm going to be someone great.
Ndika zangwa ndaka ndoro.
I'm going to get married.
Zangwa ndaka zwabwino.
And I'm going to have a very good wife.
Zangwa ndaka zwabwino ndaka ndomuna wabwino banje sangalasa.
And I'm going to take care of myself.
Yeo zasama wabeka.
I'm going to get a good job.
Zangwa zachiri yabwino.
And a house and a car.
Ndaka ni babu noso gali moro.
And you ask the older
lady. Akusa na chikudire.
The older man.
Akulo akulo asvabudazina makusi.
They will say to you.
Akusa na rapanga.
You are dreaming.
Mbaka mulota.
You are dreaming.
Mulota.
Am I telling the truth?
Ndinukira zwona mpingo.
Because as we get older.
Ipori yomari chikukula.
You see it in the face.
Mwana ngopesa vana.
You see it in the body.
Maone tulira vana.
It gets more difficult the more.
Ngoro zvinokumbira bekotina kutina vezvisukira kwa.
Some of the oldest ladies here.
Ipori ndinopesa vana chikukula vhuru.
Tawo.
Mafuta anai mabuze.
No.
It's
not what you think it's
going to
be. But this life is pain. Sorrow. And terror. Why? Why is it so? Why in this village? Why is it in this village? That so many times mothers will have no food to feed your children. I can come here and tell lies to you. But God has asked Ezekiel and me in Ezekiel to tell the truth. A prophesy of the truth. Prophesy of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. But you have to know the truth. To have the truth set you free. And what's the truth? That God is good. That if you try your best, He will bless you. No, that's what Satan would have you believe. That is what the devil wants you to believe. And nobody has ever achieved it. Have you achieved it? Have you achieved life's glory? You have to say, I am 40. I am 50. Whatever age. You have to say, everything was perfect in my life. Everything was good in my life. I'm happy. No. No, look at it. Look at your life. Look inside. When you look inside, do you have to say pain? Sorrow. Hurt. Broken. You are broken. Children, you are broken. Why? Because we are being devoured by lies.
If what?
You and I have been lied to for so long. And that's why when we see this big valley of bones, you say, can these bones live? After you have been devoured so much, life taken out of you, no money, no husband, no wife, family problems, devoured every piece of flesh, every piece of hope, gone. And worst of all, these bones have been laying there for a long time. So dried up, there is not even any marrow left in the bones. And that is our state. Oh, believe it. So it is with you and me. And it's hopeless. There is no hope for us. Because look at these bones. Look at our families. It's impossible. It's impossible. For 100 years they have tried to make this village a better village. It only gets worse. And I have never found one person who was found that was not devoured by lies and deceit. Oh, while I'm speaking to you, and your conscience is bearing witness. Don't hide. Don't hide from it. This is the truth. And this is why I'm sent to you. Don't hide from the truth that we are being deceived in lies. And the great liar, Satan, he is the author of lies. He is the one who has authorized these lies. Because you know that when something happens that is ruining your relationship, that after that lies have to come. Your husband sees another woman, for instance. And your wife sees another man. And what happens? You confront him. You ask him about it. And what does he do? What does he do? Lie! Because one sin leads to another. I have not done such a thing. You see how Satan is the master of liars? And what is it doing to your relationship? It's devouring. And even in our daily life, it witnesses that Satan is the author of the lies in us. And they're boiling over in this village. And they're boiling over in your life. And they're boiling over in this church. A village driven by lies, deceit. Hungry. In poverty. Destruction. Oh, you see it. This is the truth. And we can try to hide the truth and try to make it as if everything's going okay. But these people in exile, these people in bondage, in captivity, we're saying, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. They were complaining. Look at my life. No food, no home. No husband. No school. Nothing. It's been so long like this. Nothing changes. God is not alive. God doesn't see us. God doesn't know us. And suddenly God becomes zealous for his honor. And he says to Ezekiel,
Ezekiel,
prophesy to the people who say there is no hope. Prophesy unto them. And first he shows them a vision, Ezekiel a vision. Because Ezekiel needs to know what to prophesy. And he teaches him what to prophesy in a vision.
He
shows him a vision of all these dry bones. And that is me and you. Without God. Having been devoured and being, and all there's left of us is dry bones, young children's bones, little girls' bones, young boys' bones, farmers' bones, mothers' bones, all different bones. The Lord says, do you think these bones can live? And Ezekiel says, you know. Oh, do you think something can change in your life? Your whole life has been devoured and swallowed up in misery. And your life testifies of it. Do you think that can change? Do you think a change can come in your life? Mothers, or are you going to go to the grave the way you are and be with this devourer for the rest of your life? Maybe you say, I'm still looking for the perfect husband. And I'm still looking for the perfect family. And I'm still looking for the best business. And I'm still looking for the best job. And I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to build a house one day. And I'm going to get reach for the blessing. I pray it never happens to you. I pray that you never find it. Unless you find it in Jesus Christ alone. For it's found only in the gospel of Jesus Christ. For he says, prophesy to them, to the bones. Ah, so strange. How can you speak or prophesy to dead bones? Dry bones. Could you imagine? The outside. The whole field was with dry bones. And I came here. And I started preaching to those bones. And I started saying things to the bones. I think the village would come. And say, what is this Zungu doing? He's talking to dry dead bones. You see? If I went to your graveyard and started preaching to the grave, and there's dry bones in the grave, and I was preaching about the grave site all afternoon in the cemetery, I think I would get your attention. And you would say, what is he doing? Who is he speaking to? And yet, what a pure picture. Because when the gospel is preached, it's preached to dead people. The gospel is not needed for our people who are alive. And people, I'm telling you the truth. Being devoured, we are spiritually dead. We have no life in our soul. And oh, you need life in your soul. You need to be made alive in your spirit. Alive in your soul. And so we are preaching to dead people. For you and me are dead by nature. And oh, we pray that the Holy Spirit may work amongst you. Because as Ezekiel begins to preach to the dead bones, and as he's speaking to them, and as he's prophesying to them, they began to move. We read this. This is the word of the prophecy in verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God unto those bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into it, and you shall live. That is a laughable matter to dry bones. How can life enter into these bones again? Is that laughable matter here today? For God's prophecy is this: to dead people today, to the dry bones today, I will send my gospel. I will send my spirit. And you shall blow into your soul the truth. And we have God's word open today. And the Holy Spirit takes the truth and blows it into your soul. Will there be some today whom the Holy Spirit will blow into? And whom the Holy Spirit will blow into your soul. For you feel the wind today coming through the door. And you feel it coming in. But you don't know where it's coming from. And you don't know where it's going. Because you can't see it. But you feel it. And that is the same with the Spirit. When the Spirit comes through the Word. Blows into your soul. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going. But it's changing you. And it's giving you life. And this is what the Lord means when he says, prophesy to them. Tell them the truth. And I've told you the truth about yourself. I've told you the truth that we are dead. And we are hopeless. That our families are a mess. That there's only chaos in this world. I told you the truth. And if your conscience testifies of it, if you have to say yes, you're speaking to me, then I prophesy to you. I prophesy the truth. I prophesy to you that Jesus Christ came into the world to be devoured by our sins, to be devoured in his flesh. For he gave his flesh to the cross. He gave his back to the plowers. Come and tell you the prophecy of Jesus Christ. That he is the Son of God. That he is one with God. God. And that He is the Savior. And that He may redeem you. Or prophesy to you a way out of your horror. I prophesy unto you the prophecy of Jesus Christ that He wants to heal you. That there is healing in Jesus Christ for you. That there is healing in Jesus Christ for you. That He wants to take your pain away. And that He wants to give you new hope. Not the hope of this world. But the hope of eternal life. So that He may come in your heart. Take over your heart. He wants to become your new husband. He wants to become your new father. This is the prophecy of Jesus Christ. That He will blow with the Holy Spirit. And what is the Holy Spirit blowing into your soul today? He's blowing the truth. And the truth will set us free. Do you long to be free? Do you feel bound? Without hope, going to the grave, maybe soon there, pursued, then the prophecy comes to you. But Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And these bones begin to take form. And these bones begin to come together. When? When did these bones start coming together again? Only in prophecy. Then, because before he's prophesying, nothing's happening. But now these bones are taking shape again. While the gospel is being preached. And that's the same with you today. You must hear the gospel before the bones can take place, take form again. And your life that has been broken, like bones are broken to pieces, must take form, come together again. Is that happening? Do you hear hope? Are you hearing a way? Oh, I tell you, all that come to Jesus Christ by faith alone and receive His gift of eternal life. We'll hear, and the bones will come together. That is our hope. That is your hope. Oh Mother, you have no hope otherwise. But your hope is in Christ alone. Your hope is not in the pastor. Neither in an evangelist. Not in a prophet. But only in the truth of prophecy. And these bones begin to take form. And he sees it with his own eyes. And it makes Ezekiel even prophesy more. And the more he tells of Jesus Christ, the more he tells about the gospel, the more he tells of a way of escape, the more he tells them that God will bring them back again, that it was God that brought, in His providence, that brought them in exile, the more form the body takes. Oh, maybe today there's someone who in his spirit, in his soul, is beginning to take form. And you say, there's a way of hope.
Jesus Christ.
I hear his voice. And he would be my only hope. To get me out of this relationship. Out of these family problems. And he, this gospel sounds good. But I'm not there. But my soul is getting some hope. My spirit is being blown into. And I hear and feel the wind of the Spirit. What else does he prophesy? Because if the bones take form and form a body again, just because there's a body now, it's still dry bones. Ah, the Lord says, I will put sinews in the body again. What does that mean? What does it mean for you and me? When he says, I will put sinews on the body. Because mothers, fathers, children, we can't just stop at hearing about the gospel. The gospel must have life in our soul. And sinews must come upon the body. Sinews must come into your soul. What does that mean spiritually? You must and you may begin to have healing. The gospel is not something that is dry and dead.
But
what does it do? It breaks your heart. It breaks you down. When we are bitten by an animal, we have to cry out in pain. And if your husband has beaten you, it's painful. See, because that's the sinews, the feeling. You feel it. And you may cry or yell or scream. And maybe even writhe in pain. Or if you're in the field and something happens to you, something falls on you, you writhe in pain. Because your sinews, and you feel the pain. And you say, but these bones have come back together. But it's still a dead body. We can't just hear the gospel. We must believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to believe? It means you begin to have feeling in the gospel. Sorrow for your sins and joy in Christ. That's the feelings of the gospel. Hardness of your hearts and the forgiveness of the heart of Jesus Christ. This is the sinews that come with the gospel. And I ask you this afternoon, has the gospel moved you? Maybe you've heard of the gospel. The bones have taken form again in the body. But has the sinews been put in? Do you have a sorrow for your sins? And a joy of the forgiveness of Jesus? Do you have a hate to self and a love to Christ? This is what the sinews do. This is the feeling of the gospel. God said, I will give that. And I prophesy unto you the prophecy of Jesus Christ. Because how can you get feeling in the gospel? How? Because when Jesus Christ was crucified, He felt it for you. Because the sinews on the cross were mortified. Because Jesus Christ in Gethsemane was pressed deep to death. I want to ask you something. Has Jesus Christ died for you? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? Do you know what it cost Him? His sinews, His feeling was completely depraved. He took the pain of the nails that were born into His
hand.
And the steel that went pierced through His feet. And He took the sword into His side that went right to His heart. So that your pain and your sorrow and your curse would be taken away by the hearing of the gospel. And that is the sinews that Christ, that God is speaking of here. And of what we are prophesying of in the prophecy of Ezekiel. So that the sinews of your soul may be active. Then what? Then because Jesus loved, you begin to love. Because God hates sin, you hate sin. Because God forgives, you forgive. Because God rests, you rest. That is the sinews. And the flesh begin to take form on the body. The meat of the bones begins to come back. Because it was not. There was only dry dead bones but no flesh. No meat. What does the flesh represent? Strength. Take these bones. And take this flesh away. And my bones will have no power. Try to imagine lifting something up without the flesh. Not possible. And the strength of the flesh was taken away. How? When you and I were in the Garden of Eden and we believed the lie through Adam our father, the strength of our life in God was completely taken away. And we had no more power to be sons of God. No more ability. No more obedience to cover. And we needed the obedience of another. And it's been preached since the fall in Adam. Preach to you today that you need the strength of Jesus Christ. You need the flesh of Jesus Christ. His flesh was the only flesh that could bear the punishment of our sins. Through his death, For he said this, who doesn't eat my flesh nor drink my blood is not worthy of me. And he cannot see the kingdom of God. Eating the flesh means this. The being devoured in the flesh. For our sins devoured Jesus Christ in his flesh when he came. Or do you not see it? God in came, manifested himself in the flesh. He took the human body. That's Jesus Christ. God became flesh. Then allowed himself as God in the flesh to be devoured. And devoured death to give life. And you may have heard the gospel. Your bones may be taking form, but you have no feeling in the gospel. And you have no meat in the gospel. But I prophesy to you today that the meat of the gospel is the suffering death of Jesus Christ. For there is power in the blood of the Lamb. And the feelings of the cross of Christ. The sinews at the cross. May Jesus Christ call out, I thirst. May Jesus cry out, Lami, 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 Eli Sabachthani. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Has he died there for you? Have your bones taken place? Taken form? But they're still dry. That's all who hear the gospel. And you say, it's impossible for me to have spiritual life. It's impossible for me to forgive my husband. To forgive my family. To love my sister, to love my wife, to forgive my friends, to know my father. It's impossible. But it's only impossible while you are yet in the dead bone phase. But we tell you and prophesy to you that breath comes in by the Holy Spirit. For I bring the word to you that there is life in Jesus Christ, and that this flesh, the flesh of Jesus Christ, is meat indeed. And that the feeling of Jesus Christ is right now in heaven. Full of compassion. For he is not one who cannot be come unto. For he knows the feeling of affliction and the feeling of pain. For he's gone before you, sinner. And if you may today hear the voice of Jesus Christ, you receive him as your Savior, then life in Sinu takes place. And he said in verse 12, therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves. And I will cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ, in this prophecy is being prophesied to you. And he's being prophesied in this way. That he wants to open your grave. Oh, he wants to open your heart. Your soul to be open today. Oh, people, we are dead. And people, we stink. All of our actions and all of our deeds and all of what we do stinks. And if you would go to the gravesite from someone who was buried some months ago, we would open the grave and open the coffin and it would stink. We would gag. And we would see maybe just some decayed body. But this is what Ezekiel is saying. He says, I will open the grave. And he wants to open your heart today. But know this, people. My friends. Every one of you. When God opens our hearts, it stinks. We stink in our hearts because of our misery and our sins. Because we've been dead so long. But Jesus Christ gives life. Oh, and he takes the smell away. He takes the horrible stench of our misery and sins away. For the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sins. And you have to maybe say, but if you look in my heart, you will see all worms coming out, for all of my life has been one big mess. Oh, people, this is what the Lord does. He opens your heart by the preaching of the gospel. He opens your grave. And he says, I will open your grave. And I will give life. I will take you out of the coffin. I will gather your bones. That can happen today. This is prophecy, not literal. Because I have to tell you, God is not going into the graveyard today and taking bodies out of the graveyard. No, he never does such. That's finished. But he comes to the living church. He comes to you. And this is a graveyard. There is a stone, and there is a tombstone, and there is a tombstone, and there. God comes to this graveyard today. And he opens graves. He opens your heart. And though it stinks, and though it's a great stench comes out of your heart, yet he says, come unto me. Yet he says, hear the word of God. I am forgiveness, says Jesus. I am life, says Jesus Christ. Let your bones take form. You don't have feeling in the gospel? I do, says Jesus Christ. I share it to you. You don't have meat in your on your bones? I am am the meat of life. I am your strength. I am your power. And the Holy Spirit comes to your soul today and says to you, whose graves are open, blows. In your soul today. And maybe today is the day that you must cough. Tonight, in your soul, because Jesus Christ has preached to you, I prophesied to you the Spirit of Christ that He desires not your death, but He desires to take you out of the coffin, out of the grave, and give you life eternal. Life eternal. To be forever living with Jesus Christ. So this word goes out to you. All people of this village, hopeless, in pain, without expectation, maybe you have to say, finished. But know that this word came to you this day. That whoever cast himself at the feet of Jesus Christ today will not be ashamed, but will receive life, forgiveness of sins, and life through the Holy Spirit, so that your bones take form, and that you have flesh on those bones, that your soul begins to live and breathe, live and breathe in Jesus Christ alone. Breathe and live in Christ alone. Yea, breathe and live in Jesus Christ alone.
Ah, yes, Christ.
Amen.
Amen.